You are listening to the TN Horror Podcast Network. Horror with a sense of humor.
We've had a doozy of a day.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Welcome to the Horror Basement, where we talk about all things related to horror, horror movies, and Halloween, and whatever else. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. We got Jim Jam, Yeti, and Angela here with us.
Jim Jam.
Hey.
We are serving up horror all over the land like biscuits and gravy. I think I'm supposed to say that.
Baby.
Yeah. So how y'all doing today? Y'all doing good? Good?
Easy. Oh, yeah. No complaints.
Pretty fucking spiffy.
I got to FaceTime with Rob today. He's out in Quantico in D.C. and stuff. So he FaceTimed me so I could see the Exorcist home and the Exorcist stairs. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I was jealous. He had some good pictures and stuff.
That's awesome.
You can throw them up on your Instagram and say he was there.
Yeah, I wish.
On today's podcast, we will be talking some haunted house news. Harris Hell is our movie of the week. I chose it. If you listened to the last podcast, you would have heard why I chose it, because it got brought up, and I just said, let's do that. So, first, I guess we'll just talk about haunted houses. The one thing in the news a few weeks ago and was that there was a possibility of drive-in, drive-through. I don't know. Would it be a drive-through haunted house or like top deal?
Yeah.
And would y'all want to attend something like that?
Maybe yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool because you're trapped in your vehicle. You know, you still have that feeling of feeling trapped and everything, so it could potentially be interesting.
Also, could you imagine being an actor doing that and someone gets scared and stomp on the gas pedal and run over?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be terrible. So I'm curious to see how they handle that.
Well, I think that would be no actors run in front of vehicles. That would be the easy.
Or even if there's cars in front of these other cars and they do that thing and just rear end somebody.
They would space them out.
Yeah, so kind of like a, like one of them drive-through safari places, maybe?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was picturing.
Put a bumper in there, dude. Some people want to stop and like look at shit. But you'd have to have people in there like to tell you to keep moving.
Move it along, fuck face. Yeah.
Even in homes, like sometimes there's like, okay, keep moving.
You know, we actually talked about this on New Haunt Order with some actors or some people that are in the haunt industry. And they said something about one of them brought, I think it's Carol Moore, brought up, put your car on like a track, in a car wash, and it just pulls
you. That's what I was just thinking.
So you're not risking, running over people.
No
running
liability.
Or they could just, I don't know. Because I was about to say they could provide the cars, but then they have to clean them every time.
Yeah.
That costs a lot of money to have vehicles just to give out.
But then that also came up with Johnny, I don't know. Have you ever been to Opryland, Angela? Did you ever get to come to Opryland when it was open?
No, but just to kind of piggyback on that, it's kind of like just a fun house attraction, if you think about it, if they did it like that, except it could be open, so it really wouldn't be a big deal. It'd just be a quick wipe down.
Yeah, they could do was it Devil's Rejects? They had it little big dude, you have a big scary actor behind you pushing your car through.
You don't even need that. I mean, if it's on a track,
and the thing is though, is with it being a one-off, because, I mean, this year might be the last year this has to happen. I mean, we're hoping. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the hopes. And
Definitely hope it's
Because especially with it being outside too, I mean, you got a track and it's wet and, you know, you got actors outside, like a lot of these woods and stuff. I mean, when it rains, you know, a lot of them don't, they're not open, which the negativity of a open, you know, haunted woods.
Outdoor haunt.
Yeah, it just, but if you had a massive indoor area to do, like, why can't I just think of what you just said?
Like the funhouse thing, you'd have to have. Yeah, because it would have to be either like they'd have to have the little cars that people get in, or like a track where you shut your shit off, and because, you know, fumes and whatnot.
That would be cool though if they did make like an adult size, like, you know, funhouse type whatever at the fair that you ride through.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because you could have, like, the tunnel of love, but it'd be, like, the tunnel of haunted love or something shit, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it just, you don't have to do no walking. I mean, some people would prefer that, which it, but it, everyone would be able to attend it. You know what I'm saying? Even the people that like to get scared and, you know, more disabled or whatever that can't do the walking. It, I think it'd just be a cool different thing, you know?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see. It also... If it's just going to be 1 year, they'd have to, I mean, you're going to drop some coin on that. I mean, well, I know.
I'm talking about, like, it'd be cool just to have one where it's just permanent.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool, too.
You know, and you could have, like, a little mining setup on one of them. And like I say, like, a little waterway on the other. Like, you know, different type thing.
Hey, you can do a bloody, my bloody Valentine then if it's a mine.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't know.
Not all haunts are going drive through though, so that's cool too.
Yeah, but are they going to require a mask though to go through? I think they are.
Yeah, I think so. Like Screamville is opening, and the way they're doing it is, you go in. I've been talking to Doug off and on, the guy, the Doug Cox, the owner of Screamville. That dude, I don't think anything would have stopped him from opening it. He's just like. He's gun fucking ho. What they're going to do is you're going to come in and you're going to go ahead and pay like at the, as you pull into the parking lot, and they're going to take your information and then you just go park and you'll give them contact information and they'll shoot you a text message when it's time for your bubble to go up. It'll be like the people in your car can go and they're going to do them in small groups like that. So, people can, you're not dealing with other folks and stuff, so you're just with your group, you know what I'm saying? And then you go through, and everybody's going to be, there's going to be a lot of wipe down and a lot of, like, temperature checks. You know, all the...
sounds
all
like
the,
my Saturday night.
You know, all your precautions... temperature checks and wipe downs and speculums and whatnot. And, but they're also going to be doing a Screamville radio. So you'll pull in and tune your radio to, like an open FM station. And they're going to be broadcasting, they've got short stories are going to be done by, audiobook narrators.
That's awesome.
Scary story narrations and stuff like that. So you pull in, you wait and you know, you get a little bit of a something extra. Yeah, get a little something extra while you're waiting to actually go in. So there's no line or anything. So that'll be neat. And
I just wish there were more drive-ins because I think you could really have a lot of fun with drive-ins. I know a lot of more people are going and everything, but, you know, like the closest drive-in to me is, I think, almost 2 hours away. So it kind of sucks.
Well, I heard Walmart's going to start doing the drive-in things.
So yeah,
you got Walmart close to you.
Yeah. Of course, though, in Chicago, there's really no drive-ins I'd want to go to anyways. With the
I was just thinking, there's
atmosphere.
No Walmart I'd want to go to in Chicago.
Yeah, you don't.
Sit there at nighttime. Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah.
Watch a movie, get fucking shot.
Exactly what I was thinking.
It's called inclusive, but I guess inclusive into the movie. Like, if you're watching an action movie, it's like 3D.
Yeah.
No, it'll be your own live horror movie. Scared as fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
We'll just travel out of town for the weekend, one weekend, like, and get away from it all.
If you think of it, though, like, if Walmart, just say, did that in Chicago, how fucking irresponsible would that be?
Very.
For a drive-in. Like, to watch a movie, like, there's just some areas where you just don't have, you know what I'm saying? It's just not responsible to do that.
I mean, they'll do kids' movies, like, in the parks and stuff all over. I mean, but, you know, that's cool. But still, yeah, I wouldn't want to attract that kind of attention.
I seriously doubt Walmart would be playing anything in a drive-in that I'd want to see.
They probably got something with Disney.
We won't be seeing a Serbian film or Martyrs there or anything like that.
Cowards.
I just had a thought in it twice and I forgot what I was. Oh, speaking of movie theaters, Regal is opening back up August 21st. And the first 2 weeks, they're going to do like $5 classic movies on top of a few like new movies that are coming out. But they're going to show like all these, what these drive-ins have been showing, like Jaws and Rocky and the Goonies and all that stuff. They're going to be showing them.
Yeah.
So, they're going to be showing like all the Rockies through like Rocky 5 or 6 maybe.
Jaws was cool to see on a drive-in theater.
You watched it? It was cool?
Yeah. It was cool to see. You know, I took pictures of it with that night vision camera of mine.
So I remember the stars
and stuff in the background. It was pretty cool. If you was like right on the water and have a theater, playing Jaws would be really cool.
Yeah, it would. Jaws on the lake or whatever.
I would personally get in that lake. I would get in maybe like a flat bottom boat or something, but I wouldn't be in no fucking tube.
No, fuck that.
You gotta be in a tube, man.
No, fuck that.
Your little booty hanging down for the shark to get.
Yeah, I'm good. I ain't having the great white toss my salad.
in a pond, dude. You're not. There's no.
I know, but I'm just trying to be funny.
There could be piranhas. You gotta understand.
No. He's just scared to even get in the lake in the daylight. So.
I don't like water. I can't see in either.
Yeah.
And I love the water.
I like going and like we were in a pontoon and I'll drive around, but I won't get in that shit unless it's sinking. That's the only time I'm getting in.
You're the captain of a ship. You're going down with the boat, buddy.
Oh, yeah. What am I going to do? If there ain't no one around to pick me up, then I'm going to have to go in.
You gotta stand next to the fiddle player.
I know this isn't horror related, but Disney Plus is going to release the movie Mulan for $30 extra on their app.
Oh yeah, I heard about this. If you pay for the fucking subscription already, you have to pay for the subscription to get the honor to pay $30 to watch a fucking piece, motherfucking.
Here's the deal. I read more on it this morning. Their goal is to see how it works out. Like, they just want to see what happens. There's no really reason just to see, like, will this work? No, it won't work.
Yeah, okay. They want to see just how far Mickey can get his wrist, you know, can he get wrist deep or elbow deep into you? That's what they want to know.
Yeah. Okay. And what they're doing the $30 price off of is like what the average family would pay to go watch the movie in general is how they feel of it. Like it would cost you $30 if a family of three or four, you know what I'm saying? Like with kids. And granted, it'd probably cost you more than that if you bought drinks and popcorn and, you know, all that shit. But
yeah,
that's a lot. Like, that's a lot.
that's a lot to stream a movie. Like when they were doing like the PVOD for like $20, it's like, yeah, that's pushing it. But if I had the money and I really wanted to see the movie, I'd pay the $20 to see it. You know, something I really wanted to see. Yeah, sure, what the fuck ever. But like 30, that extra 10 is a bridge too far for me, really. On top of the subscription price.
Yeah, I agree.
What if it's a shitty movie?
I don't think Mulan 30. Will be a shitty movie.
I think this that from the trailers, this movie looks dope as fuck. Like, yeah, not $30 to stream it from my fucking bedroom, yeah,
not,
dope.
Not $30,
but...
dope. No.
But, yeah. I mean, I like the animated version, too. Like, Mulan's a good movie.
Like Johnny was saying, like, why don't they just push it off like Halloween is doing and stuff and push it off till next year? What's the fucking rush? Hell, it's Disney. They made $1 billion off of one fucking
franchise.
Marvel movie.
Multiple times, though. That's just not $1 billion off of just one movie.
You motherfuckers have the money to wait, you greedy bastards.
Well, that fucking child-sourced adrenochrome is expensive. Gotta keep that money rolling in.
It's not charging that much.
The what?
The goal.
What, Angel?
I said, how about just not charge that much?
Yeah.
Release it because it's a kid's, you know, and family and their home and it's quarantine. Well, why would you even charge to begin with? Then don't put it out on your app, or if you have the subscription, make it part of your app. But if it's a new release, then don't put it on the app yet. You know,
here's the thing with it. Like I say, they're just trying to see what will happen. And also, if it doesn't stream in certain areas, like if Disney Plus, I don't know where Disney Plus wouldn't be, but it said that it will be in theaters where Disney Plus isn't. And I'm just like, so what's a it's not in the U.S., obviously. You know what I'm saying? Because in the U.S., wouldn't, wherever there's internet access, you could have access to Disney Plus. But the problem with it is if it works, then that's the way that they're going to move. But Mulan had to cost a lot of fucking money to make, especially with the promoting it, you know, the marketing cost of it. So I don't know. I think that's why it's $30. And then when Trolls come out and they claim that it made a whole lot of money and it really didn't, I think that's another thing. There's Regal. What's the other movie company or
AMC?
Movie theaters? Yeah, AMC cut a deal with a production company to where they signed off on after a movie comes out, it can be streamed for after 3 weeks for like the next year because of this pandemic. So when a new movie drops 3 weeks later, it can be on PVOD.
Right on.
As we know, PVOD is $20. The problem with PVOD is it's just like Mulan. There will be high quality bootlegs. So it's going to really hurt them in the long run because a lot of people aren't going to pay $30 when they can go and stream it for free and have just as good a quality. And
I mean, really.
And that's the issue. Me, it's like, put it out in theater and let it breathe and see what happens, you know? Because people are going to go to the movies. You're not going to make any less money off of Mulan. And to me, I think they're going to drop it on Disney Plus for $30. And then in the year, they're going to drop it in theaters. Once again.
Right.
And
well,
they're going to double up on this.
If you want to talk about horror stuff, I did do a little research on, because Chicago has so many horror sites. So I just thought I brought up four architectural places that are known to be haunted.
There you go.
Right,
yes. School us on that.
school us. Well, the first, and I'll post pictures up on Lady LeVay on Instagram too, if you want to see them. Or you could look them up yourself and research them. I don't know if you guys have heard of any of these. The first one was the Chicago Water Tower. After October 8th, 1871, the Great Fire that everybody knows about, started by the cow. as passerbyers can see a man hanging from one of the windows. And so it's thought to be after the fires, there was a bunch of looting and more fires that happened in the coming days. So it was martial law, and either he went up there and hung himself, or because he broke curfew, they hung him because that was one of the things that they had permission to do. So that's one thing. Right? Isn't that wild?
Wow.
Yeah, that was messed up. I didn't even know that. Another one of the most famous ones is the John Hancock Center. And anyways, occultists are convinced that the very design causes its residents and workers to take a turn for the worst. It was designed as a trapezoid structure. And anyways, the famous Antoine LaVey, the Satan, before the land became John Hancock, his parents did pretty well for themselves, and he was born there on that land, so he claims. And he was always very fascinated by Lovecraft and design work. And in some of his writings, he believed that the windows were held a ready supply of supernatural energy, and that the building structure served as the doorway for evil forces. And in 1971, Lorraine Kowalski, she fell to her death from the from her boyfriend's 90th floor, as the broken glass is made to withstand 200 pounds of pressure and 150 miles per hour winds. So obviously, how did this happen? Because these windows don't
right.
open. Then there were two other ones, two other deaths, one from the 97th floor, a transmitter technician for a local radio station. And then another on the 91st floor was a 27-year-old who was studying for his exam. So in 2002, a 25-foot aluminum scaffold fell from the building's 43rd floor, killing three women and injuring eight. I guess detectives called all of these incidents as baffling, inexplicable, and seemingly unmotivated. So in many years prior to construction, Cap Streeter, he was a ragtag former sea captain. He washed ashore and claimed the land for his own because it was just prime real estate right there on the beach and everything. It looked a lot different back then. But he battled trespassers his entire life on his, what he deemed his land. So even on his deathbed, he cursed the land, and he said that his land, and swore that no one would ever be happy on it. So, and then it, as we all know, it was the centerpiece for Ghostbusters. It's also rumored, I almost hate to bring this one up, but Heather O'Rourke from Poltergeist Films, she took a turn for the worse after a publicity plug that was held in one of the Hancock studios. So, and then, of course, we all know Chris died there as well.
Yeah.
And then another one, Marine City. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen these. They're called corn cob shapes. They're on the Chicago River. They're really odd looking. They were built in 1962. And I guess hundreds of the, there's hundreds of apartments and a nerving parking garage. And there's been an endless stream of reports of apparitions, shadow people, malfunctioning electronics, icy drafts, feelings of depression and oppression. And three workers had plummeted the full 43 stories to their death. And then there's been several other deaths and accidents, one falling and plunging to his death on and landing on the State Street Bridge below. There's from 1966 to 1976, there was a long strain of death there as well. A lot of suicides, people leaping to their death. There's been a son who lived with his mother. He shot her and then himself. So part of the structure, one of the ladies fell down and what used to be an ice skating rink, it's now Smith and Lewinsky's. She dropped there. And then also attached to it is the House of Blues. And one of the workers of Marine City was murdered there as well. And so people blame the architecture because there's no interior right angles. And residents, the residents there consist of a circular hallway that wrap around the elevator. So it's basically, it's a wedge and it's in the shape of a semicircle. So the balcony outside is an all glass wall and it's meant to provide like a widening vista, like a piece of pie. And so the small entrance is the narrow part of the wedge, and then it opens up wide and then even wider out on your balcony. And so they believe that maybe inspiring some residents to take an even wider vista one step further. Or they wonder if could the tiny apartment and how it, the and wide open space outside cause it as an impulse for escape.
There's tying the last two together, like the I looked up pictures of the John Hancock Center and it's like a big 3D trapezoid, and actually LaVey and a handful of other just like his inner circle of occultists, they had something called the Order of the Trapezoid. Mm-hmm. Which talked about it's kind of like the all-seeing eye, the eye that you see is just a distraction for the trapezoid below it. And it's just, they're talking about all the power, the occult power that this odd shape holds, because like LaVey gave the example, if you like walk into a room and the angles are off, like things aren't square,
mm-hmm.
you start to feel kind of uncomfortable. It's kind of unnerving to be in a place like that. So the no right angles in that, and then the John Hancock Center with the trapezoid shape. It does. I mean, it kind of all kind of tacks back onto that the trapezoid theory or the trapezoid yeah. hypothesis, that it's minute changes in the architecture that we're used to that can just drive you fucking insane and you not even know it. So
yeah,
that was really
interesting. I've never been in the, you know, I've walked past them tons of times, obviously, but I've never been in the Marina City towers. So there's two of them, but
okay.
You should look them up. They're not appealing to look at. It's very strange, you know. You can definitely tell it's they were built from their time, you know. And the last one I'll just briefly talk about was the Eastland disaster. This happened before the Titanic. It was July 24th through the 25th in 1915. The SS Eastland, it was meant to take people to Michigan City. The ship was overloaded and, of course, not enough boats like the Titanic.
Okay.
And it began to take on too much water. And this is right on the river. And when you post pictures, you'll see, and it is kind of like, this just shows you how powerful, like the walls. And I think a lot of people don't realize that's why we have so many deaths along the walls and everything, because it's just like, it just sucks you in if you go swimming in that area. And even out in Lake Michigan, you stay away from the walls because it can just pull you in. And anyways, people freaked out. Some tried to jump. Obviously, then they'd get sucked in. But 844 people died on that river that day. And people have, and so the Riverwalk is along there. and people have heard blood-curdling screams, people yelling for help, and seen splashing water, and some have seen people drowning, only to vanish within seconds.
Oh, shit.
So, that's just a few places. There's tons of stuff, you know? I could go on and on about so many, you know, folklores and places that are haunted here or claimed to be. So it's real interesting, the history of Chicago and, you know, the haunts here.
The Marine City Towers are fucking hideous.
Are too, they?
By the way.
They are. They're really
looks like a fucking parking garage that just drives fucking for up forever.
Yeah, they're condos and apartments. You can, like, Google it and, like, get the address. That way you can see some of the residents.
It's just a fucking, like, a stack of records.
Yeah.
Yeah, you it's really ugly.
It's so ugly. But it's crazy, though. You have the river there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, wow.
We have a couple. You'll see that, you know, we have the bridges and that go over each of the rivers and...
If I looked up at it from street level, I would just lose all my fucking, like, I don't know, like, I'd get dizzy for some reason.
Yeah.
Just, like, a little bit my equilibrium, just because the way that the round, and it just looks fucking, wow. Yeah, I can see why people would jump off that.
Yeah. Also, if you look at... if I'm not mistaken, like, most of these have been close to the water,
mm-hmm.
and especially moving water, a lot of times is connected to all kinds of shit, ghosts, cryptids, aliens, what have you. There's something about large moving bodies of waters, rivers or big lakes or, you know, of course the ocean too, especially around the beach and stuff where you get these, the prevalence of, like, supernatural shit. It's just, there's something about the water.
And I forgot to mention, too, that with the John Hancock, that was a centerpiece for Ghostbusters.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was the big inspiration there for all the Zool and everything to break out.
That built, like, the outside of the John Hancock Center, it just looks like... That's another one. It's just like, it's kind of ugly.
It's a little menacing in a sense.
Yeah. Because it's got all that web work on the outside of it, like going up the side of it and shit. Lots of triangles and diamonds and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, it's what you look for in the skyline, though. That and I'll always call it Sears Tower. And the Sears Tower, those two are always that's your focal points of the city. They're in, like, kind of opposite ends, but so, I mean, there's some gorgeous, I mean, the architecture here in this city, that's one thing after the fire, it just laid waste and allowed architecture really to form because, you know, we have a lot of the limestone and everything. And that's another thing that kind of adds to the haunt is that a lot of immigrants and workers didn't have family. So when they died, they just cremated them. They didn't bury them. And they dropped them off at the quarries. So they're like, oh, the body got mixed in with all this, you know, the stone and everything that was used to build this city. So.
Jesus.
Didn't we talk about what Chicago was named after last week?
Yeah.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stinky City, because of all the salt or whatever.
Yeah, because the natives called it that.
Well, bad now, but I meant back then it might have, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Right before the fire, I heard it smelled like just like death and rot, because it was like it was a big meat city back then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like butcher shops everywhere and, you know, sanitation wasn't really huge, so you'd have like fucking slippage and rotting fucking meat. Just kind of the fire was probably the best thing that ever happened to Chicago.
Seriously. I would love if I could, like, you know, do kind of like a Christmas Carol where I could go back in time and not just be a spectator throughout time. I would love to see the city kind of go through the stages and stuff. I think that would be really fascinating.
Yeah, definitely would.
I mean, there's a lot of history there. There's like H.H. Holmes was there and fucking like the fire. And it's just, it was kind of, it was one of those cities. It was just like on the cusp of everything. It was very modern. So yeah, it would be fucking awesome to see it grow. And
we have our serial killers here, you know, like Speck and.
Oh yeah.
Our clown.
John Wayne
Gacy.
He was from there, huh?
And then oh my god, you can tell I'm tired. What's his name from Milwaukee?
Bundy?
No, who killed the boys and
Dahmer.
Dahmer, yeah, thank you. God, my mind went blank. He would hang out down here too at some of the local bars and stuff. So, gay bars and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Murder City.
Yeah. So, stuff always passes through here. Cartel has played a role. El Chapo and Omeo. So, interesting.
And, you know, Capone and fucking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, that's more haunted sites, too. With the massacre, St. Valentine's Day massacre and all that.
Didn't they turn Capone's old fucking hideout into a pizza joint?
Where the massacre occurred, it's across the street. It's really, really good. It's unique. It's one of Rob's favorite places. It's almost like this whole pie, and then inside is the pizza. It's interesting.
Oh, are you talking about
the true deep dish?
No. It has a crust on the outside and inside, right? That's what you're talking about.
The whole thing is like it comes as a crust around the whole thing, and then on the inside
or something.
What's that?
Is that a pizza? Heard someone talk.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's called something else there. It's not what we would consider a calzone or a stromboli. It's something totally. I know what you're talking about because I just seen something on it a few weeks ago where people. Because it's like a popular thing.
Yeah. It takes a long time. Unusual. And, you know, you can't custom make it or anything because they're already kind of like pre-made, I think, because they take a while.
Yeah. Well, pizza there takes a while anyways, right? Like the deep dish.
Yeah.
Like 40 minutes or something. Like, well, it'll be 45 minutes for your pizza to come out.
I'm not really a deep dish person. I like the regular style. I like thin.
And as you grow up and learn, Chicago's just not a deep dish pizza place. Like, it's famous for it, but there's a lot of good thin crust pizzas there. But we don't want to talk about food here.
Yeah, sorry.
We
can move on to the movie of the week.
Yeah, I do want to throw out.
We get way too fucking carried away with food.
Before we get into the movie of the week, I want to throw something out. I want to plug a review I did on Killer Raccoons 2. Fucking Dark Christmas in the Dark. Okay, I saw. I followed the lead from that. I can't remember his fucking name. His name's Yang Miller. And he posted a thing that showed the domestic box office from the weekend of July 31st to August 2nd. And there were a lot of other movies. It was literally the highest grossing new comedy at the box office.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, because everything else is like The Rental, The Goonies, Jurassic Park, Back to the Future, Grease, The Big Ugly, Summerland, The Wretched, Relic, The Grizzlies. So the only new comedy that was out was Killer Raccoons 2, but it was number one at the box office for new comedies.
Nice.
So fuck yeah.
Speaking of that, real quick, I just want to say something about The funny part about this movie is they use it looks like they used taxidermied raccoons, right?
Yeah, it kind of does. Man, that movie was so much fun. It was so much goddamn fun.
I'd like to see it. Is there a first one?
Yeah, it's actually called Coons. Night of the Bandits of the Night. It is on YouTube for free, actually, through Troma.
Okay.
But, that's something Troma would have.
But yeah, we've got a screener for Killer Raccoons, so.
Nice. That's awesome. Well,
just remind me later and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Can you watch the second one without seeing the first?
Yeah, I haven't seen the first one. Good.
I wasn't sure.
I'm gonna watch it later though. Huh?
You're about to get took off.
Fuck yeah. Come and get me.
What's the song, Eddie?
Is it a train?
Yeah.
Oh, God, the song.
You hadn't sung it when she's on here, so you gotta do it.
Well, I hear that train coming round the bend. I hope it's full of women, cause I'm tired of fucking men. Well, stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging, you know.
Oh shit. Anyways, speaking of fun movies, Paris Hale.
It's not this one. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Paris Hale from 2016, directed by Steve Radzinski.
And
he was also a writer, and Aline Osley. I guess that's how you pronounce your name, a rider. This movie is about a carousel unicorn that hates his job and comes back to life. And he don't really come back to life. Yes. But let's just start off with, if you want to see a ridiculous movie, this is the movie you want to see. But it's a ridiculous movie. Because it's a unicorn. Carousel unicorn, but it's not animated. It doesn't walk. It's a fucking unicorn.
It's all practical effects.
That they just put out there, and somebody carries it, and they cut that person out.
So they probably,
as he's walking it off the screen.
So they probably
honestly,
put him in like a green screen.
I could have just watched the movie with the unicorn. And the cowboy, he's dressed in, you know.
Cowboy.
Yeah. Just these two. I could have watched. The dialogue from everybody else was just horrendous. And it was just offensive and horrendous and just not even good. It was just so, I've seen it 1,000 times.
I just find this, though, that you didn't like it.
It's mind-blowing.
I could not believe it.
I just said I would love to have seen a movie with the unicorn and the cowboy.
But if...
Hey, did you know that the director?
Funny.
I personally, I love the pizza guy.
That's
who's
the
also
director.
The director.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where he's just like, fucking give me my money so I can get...
Yeah.
The whole movie, he just...
$44.52.
Yeah, he just wants to get paid for the pizzas he delivered.
Like
and he
when
gets,
they're playing the game of...
Never have I ever been paid my $42 to get the fuck out of this house.
Oh, you haven't either? Oh, what do you know? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, he was likable.
Okay, I wrote down all the kills.
Excellent, so did I.
There's a lot of fucking kills, guys.
That was a plus.
Hey, the first one with the horn to the neck was actually pretty well done. Really well done.
Yeah, he kills a clown that was smoking a doob because they're at the local fair or the local carnival?
But it's like a theme park carnival thing.
It almost feels like a Lake One of Ahsoka here.
Yeah.
Like a really, really, but not even smaller than that. But, is that
the
what
old school? It'd be like Opryland, maybe.
No, I think it was smaller than that, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was small.
Yeah, but yeah, he horns a guy on the neck, and
how about a ride to hell?
Yeah, and he says that a couple of times, and he's like, "I gotta get a new line."
I done said it 3 times.
but he uses a machete for one kill. What got
yeah,
me?
This machete came out of fucking nowhere too.
Yeah.
Somehow a horse can hold a fucking
machete.
That's what
makes it so stupid. Do what, Jimmy?
I said somehow a horse can hold a machete. Or a unicorn.
Throwing stars.
Yes.
He's also got a what is that called? You know, where saddles are like, you know, the little saddlebags.
Saddlebags, yeah. Just full of fucking weapons.
Yeah. Well, since he has horseshoes on, it's magnet. So it just, the machete. Yeah.
There we go.
Magnet it. Bam. That's how he's able to hold everything.
Yeah. And, that makes sense. Got me, the throwing stars.
Oh, yes. That was hilarious.
He's just bumping through the, like, this couple's at a park. And it is really bad. The movie's not. Like, I don't expect a great movie here.
That's what I thought they were. Spurs, since he's a horse.
Yeah. Nope, ninja stars.
Yeah. I was just like, okay.
My favorite kill was the fourth one.
Oh, yeah.
The fourth,
the
fifth I like. Or I should say the fifth one. The fourth one is where the he takes the wire around the girl's neck and traps her in between the tree. I was disappointed her head didn't come all the way off.
Yeah. But that garrote, though, with the just cutting into the throat, that was good. I really like that one.
Yeah, that
and
was
the
very
fifth
well
kill
done
where
too.
Half the head is sliced off. That was awesome.
Yeah.
He was definitely just like, hey, man, and he just fucking kicks his face in half.
Yeah,
I actually, the top of his mouth is falls back.
Are you a fucking unicorn?
I messaged Johnny right when that happened. I was like, I guess you don't ever want to get kicked in the face by a horse.
No.
Unicorn.
I'm sorry I keep saying horse, but it's unicorn.
And the pizza slicer?
No. I have chosen a poor way.
How many...
I was just like, okay, I don't know about the pizza slicer one. It could have been a little bit better.
That was the worst one, I think, just because there was nothing going on there.
How many times did he roll it?
There was,
like,
but it kept going. I think that was that must have been the gag, was like it kept going. Yeah. He's like,
it's just taking a really long time.
Yeah.
It's so dull.
And,
what do you got there?
I have
Bela Booba
Lugosi.
You can't see it at all.
My black cat.
It's a panther. It's a little panther.
A couch panther.
Tell him to open his eyes because I can't. Hold on, the head. Yeah, I don't know because wow, it's that is.
He's
a
super black.
Yes, kind of like that. What is him? This is off topic, but that Attack the Block. Those creatures in there, they're super black too, like that. Little panther. Oh no. Oh no, my earbuds are AirPods are dying on me.
Okay.
When they start going the water drop effect, how long do they go before they die?
I don't know.
I'm asking Angela because she has some.
I don't know.
Got 5 to 10 minutes.
I hope so.
But we should have said Duke is the carousel horse. Or unicorn, sorry, unicorn. His name's Duke. And the kid's name's Larry that he's after. Because Larry sits on him and pisses him off. And
Larry was a dick.
Yeah, Larry was a little piece of shit.
Larry collected lunch boxes, guys, and you better have his fucking thermos, okay? Stop making fun of the kid, Larry. All right?
Dick.
I do want to point out that I saw this movie last year. And I got a screener straight from the director before it went to Wild Eye. And Wild Eye, as far as I can remember, they cut down that sex scene. Because there was more to it. There was more to it in the version, in like the director's cut. Like, it wasn't super explicit, but it was like there was more than that.
Yeah, probably. I mean, because you can only have so much bestiality, you know. But is it considered bestiality with the fucking carousel unicorn?
Yeah, it would have to be.
She's like, yes, it doesn't matter.
Did he use Did he use his?
I don't know. Like, we're not really. I don't really want to think about that.
Yeah, I really don't want to think about that.
Yeah, this. But he. We're just going to go through the kills because there's so many of them. Because the story, I mean, just you need to go watch the movie. Hopefully,
yeah.
You have. But he shoved a yard flamingo through two people. Them two guys. He's like, man, it's a magic unicorn, dude. I wish we would die together. Wish come true. Then he stomps a girl to death. He stabs a guy in the chest with his horn. And what y'all think about when he ripped the girl's throat out? The two that, and the guy that he stabbed in the chest, it was two French Canadians. It was a guy, French Canadian, the brother and sister, they were having sex with each other.
Yeah, there we go.
Gross.
Yeah, it was fucking gross. But the throat rip was kind of okay. It was meh. I've seen worse.
Yes.
I've seen better.
Do you think that was a knock at French Canadians that the guy just didn't like, the writers didn't like French Canadians?
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like this movie just played on so many typical boring tropes when it came to the characters.
But their accents were so bad, too. It was just like...
Everything was bad. The acting, the dialogue, yeah. Everything. I
the
think
only thing
it's
that saved it were the
bad.
Kills. Okay? The kills
the
saved
what?
This one. The
oh,
kills.
Yeah.
And that it was only like just over an hour long.
The kills
felt like 2 hours long.
The kills in Duke's fucking one-liners.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Duke and the Cowboy. I'd like to see them in a movie. Done.
I, for some reason, kept calling the Cowboy Troy. I was like, that's the country,
that's,
the country music artist.
Jim Sexual Fantasy.
Cowboy Curtis.
Cowboy Curtis.
Cowboy Cool.
Well, that's Lawrence Fishburne, so. Yeah, Cowboy Cool.
He shoots some people with some arrows, and then, like, he shoots the first one, and then he has the bow, just like they just have it hanging on his neck. I was just like, what?
And then
the
they
fuck?
Cut back, and then they cut back to the people at the couch, and arrow goes through them.
Yeah,
I think I knew I was in for a treat the second he came alive, and you saw the unicorn just drift in the air.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I was like, oh, okay, which is kind of funny actually, but.
What made this movie easier for me to watch is I watched it after a movie that we got a screener of for a local movie from Grundy Nation Films, Screwdriver. So I was already in the mindset to watch a very cheesy movie, so I think that helped a lot.
I did the same double feature this morning, except for I watched Carousel first, and then I watched Screwdriver.
Like what you was talking about when the unicorn's floating away, and then the one where like, and it kind of made me chuckle where it's floating in the air, but it's doing this.
Yeah.
And you know that somebody's walking it, you know, because the person, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just sitting there thinking, there's somebody walking that motherfucker and just going, and then they're edited that. I was just like, this fucking movie's ridiculous.
I want to know what came first, the carousel unicorn or the idea for the movie?
Good question. Like somebody just ended up with a carousel unicorn and was just like, huh.
It's like a movie.
I can see that. I can see like,
absolutely.
It just being kind of baked in the garage and being like, hey, what the fuck are you doing with that carousel unicorn? It's like, oh, I don't know. We got that at a rummage sale. I'm like, I'm going to make a movie with that. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that love carousel like horses. Like,
hey,
it's like
speaking of that, there is a house right beside my kid's school. The all the way around the whole yard is nothing but like little carousel horses just on the fences, just all over the place. It's
See?
So creepy.
Pedophiles. It's bait.
Hey, no, that's Wayfair's warehouse.
The motherfuckers ain't cheap, like real ones.
Recruiting center.
Yeah, I've been to House on the Rock.
Expensive. You've been
Have
what?
You guys heard of that? House on the Rock?
No.
No, but I've heard of it.
Okay, it's amazing. Look it up. So anyways, they have the largest indoor carousel, and that it's the whole time you feel like that you're going through his house, you feel like you're high in a dream, a nightmare, but like the best nightmare you could ever have. It is the most wild, trippiest experience. It was a lot of fun.
Have you ever seen that show American Gods?
Yeah, it's in there. They mention it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where they meet. God, I love that show.
Yeah.
Is it in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that the Mall of America?
Oh, shit.
Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, okay.
Opened in 1959.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just kept building on and building on. He's a rich kid.
Must be not.
I wish I was a rich kid. Maybe not. No.
Yeah. They go through it in the show, like, because that's where all the gods meet, is the House on the Rock, and it's fucking...
They go right on a carousel?
Yeah, they do. They all get on the fucking the giant carousel.
But you can look at pictures and stuff. It's really wild. It's a really neat experience. We went last year.
Hell yeah.
So, hey, would y'all recommend this movie to anybody?
Fuck yeah.
I'm looking at Angela, like, waiting on her to be like, fuck no.
Well, no, it's not for everyone.
It's not.
A lot of movies aren't for everyone. But it was dubbed as one of the funniest, as the funniest horror movie in 2016 from a reviewer that I don't know the name of.
Yeah, because he's a nobody.
It got a lot of really good reviews from some upper echelon sites, like, in 2016, and then it got a lot of love when it got released, like, independently in 2016, and then last year got picked up by Wild Eye and pushed again. And it got a lot of love both times that it came out.
Look, I don't hate it. I can't. And I'll even forgive the horrible acting. I mean, who cares about that, even? The dialogue amongst the people and the characters, the kills were creative and fun, and the unicorn was funny, and like you said, the pizza guy, he was funny. Everything else I could have done without. I like the mom's a stripper.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, y'all know what her strip club name is?
What?
What's that?
The Pussy Runt.
That's fucking great.
I don't know. I just...
He's an awesome Mustang, just so we're close.
I hate it, like, a lot of 90s and 2000 horror movies. I think they sucked. You know, all those teen horror movies. And that's what the acting and the story, the little sub-stories felt like. And that's, they never resonated. I never liked them. And so that's why
the party was stupid. I mean, yeah, I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
Not a great movie, but
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun watching it. I think if you got a couple of friends over, or you got a couple of people, you know, whatever, and you just want to, like, get kind of baked and put on something that's fucking ridiculous, this is your fucking movie. It's on Tubi. Yeah. It's really, that's what you need to do.
Yeah. What the...
Well,
Johnny, hey, where?
Your audio is out.
Hey,
hey, he's back.
Sorry. So he lasered some guy. He lasered old cowboy cool. So he lasered.
No.
He lasered the chick.
Yeah.
And that was badass.
That was a very long lasering too.
Yeah.
She got cooked but for a while.
I mean, I think it's just, you know, if you want to see a ridiculous movie, go check out Paris Hell.
You keep wanting to call it Carousel Hell.
Yep, no, Carousel.
I would have been, I think if there was actual redemption and he would have got the little Larry or whatever that little dickhead's name was, that would have been awesome.
That is a weird name for a modern day kid, Larry, to me.
What do you mean? That he would have lasered Larry?
Killed him. I don't care how.
He did kill him. He did. Y'all didn't finish the movie.
Yeah, I did.
He ran him over.
Yeah, he ran him over at the end. Towards the end.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah, the kid was walking down the road and after he got shot by Duke. After Duke got shot by Cowboy Cool, he's in a vehicle and he just runs him over.
He's got like a Band-Aid around his neck. Or ace bandage.
Yes. The best part of the movie, and I forgot.
He said, little shit.
That's right.
The hatred.
I remember now.
That was so cool, though, when he got shot in the neck and all the rainbow fluid started pouring out. So, damn, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
This would have been fun for us to watch together, I think, if we could have.
Yeah. I think that's the key. This is something you want to watch with at least one other person who's in the mood for something fucking dumb. You know, you got this is, I don't think this is one you watch by yourself and
like
have as much fun.
I watched it by myself.
Does Netflix still are they still doing the watch party thing?
I think you have to have a laptop.
If I say we could, that'd be cool to do that. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
But it's like bad movie night where you watch movies and then you have someone to talk to about it.
Yeah. That would be fun, but I don't have anybody that'll do that. So.
Well, we should plan it out one day, and we'll be able to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Me and Yeti did a live stream of birds on Instagram one time. We just hit play at the same time.
Nice.
Yeah, that ended up, like, the audio on that was shit, though.
Yeah.
So we'd have to figure something out.
We can do the share
screen. Yeah, that's the hard part.
I don't know if I could do the share screen on here. And I can have it playing, and y'all should be able to hear it. But anyway, so we can talk about that later.
Yeah, anyway, make sure you go check out teenhorror.com for reviews and all kinds of stuff. And Jim Jam's over there reacting on the Teen Horror News YouTube. He's doing a bunch of reaction videos of stuff that's not related to horror.
I'm planning on doing some video reviews coming up.
Hey, it's getting us more subscribers, so hey, you know, more people might be looking at the other videos too.
Yeah, he does some trailers and music and stuff, you know, just trying to be more active on there if you'd like to watch just a variety of stuff. And plus, it is Tennessee news. I mean, it's like there's a local, you know, guy out of Nashville that he reviews. Oh, Upchurch.
Yep.
And then go check out some merch on TeePublic. Jim Jones got a shirt. I got this shirt on. And subscribe to our Patreon. You know?
Please.
Yeah. If you'd like to donate to it. And
deadmate that shit.
Blow it up.
Blow it up.
And we'd like to thank Isaac, Wes, and Alex for donating. It's awesome of you guys. You can donate too. We give you a shout out. And you can recommend stuff for us to do.
And then we also do a patron only show once a month. So that's actually coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yep. So thanks for listening. And make sure you tell your friends and share.
Yep. Fuck yeah, do it.
Watch more horror.
That's all we got, y'all. We out.
Peace.
Later.
Bye.
We've had a doozy of a day.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.